is always so much going on in the world and in our own lives, it's easy to forget the people caught in the vise of tragedy and devastation. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Help Haiti drop from the trending topics on Twitter in just one day. The comments on Facebook have already begun to diminish, and the saturation of media reports is beginning to wind down. People can only take the horrific images from Haiti but so long. Will not happen overnight. It will happen over time. The people of Haiti will need their brothers and sisters. That's us. For a very long time. Donate now. That's a start. But they will also need professional rescue teams, security, shelter, fresh health professionals, shipment of supplies of all sorts, including fresh water. Yes, they will need you now, and they will need you later on. One of my pastors, the Reverend Roderick Dwayne Beelan, the pastor of Kairos Community AME Church in Nashville, Tennessee, has written a prayer for those still caught in the rubble. And so I invite you to pray along with me this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Are you ready? Let us pray. O God, creator and sustainer of all that is, we come to you in reverence and humility, thanking you for the great privilege of prayer. With our hearts heavy from grief and our minds filled with questions, we come to you once again, and as always, we need your grace and mercy. God, we trust your wisdom in all things. Our hearts are filled with anguish for our sisters and brothers who were trapped in the rubble in Haiti, who are still hoping and praying to be found before their spirits leave their bodies. O God, our keeper, your word tells us if we make our beds in Sheol, you are right there. So show yourself, manifest your presence to our sisters and brothers who are right now still trapped in debris. Glorify yourself in the rubble. O God, our comforter, wrap your loving arms around our Haitian sisters and brothers who are longing for to see their family members and loved ones again. O God, our sustainer, empower and strengthen rescue workers, keepers of the peace, medical personnel, and preachers of your gospel with your Holy Spirit. O God, our peace, breathe on Haiti. O God, our healer, heal broken bodies, troubled minds, and sorrowing hearts. O God, our joy, penetrate the grief, pain, and sorrow by the great power of your presence, that all may know, even in tragedies, that you are the Lord. In Jesus' holy name, let all the people of God say together, amen. And again, my brothers and sisters, say amen.